Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Vashon Mitchell with a song entitled God My God. I must say, speaking of Vashon Mitchell, it's actually been a while. I remember a time where he was in and out of the country so often. I remember somebody on social media said, maybe it's about time we gave him citizenship because the guy is in South Africa literally every other second month. Anyway, round about now, we've got Pastor Gerald Hugo coming up with a message, and the theme is, it's your hand. Use it.
Greetings in Jesus' name. This is Pastor Gerald Hugo coming to you with a word today. I want to talk to you on a subject entitled, It's in Your Hand, Use It. Many times we look for solutions far outside ourselves. You know, when we look at Jesus and the miracles he did, and we look at the widow that who said that, the debtors came to take her sons. The prophet asked her, what do you have? She said, I've got nothing but oil. Look at the man that Jesus found at the pool of Bethesda. He was moping and complaining about having nobody to put him in the pool. Jesus said to him, just pick up your bed and walk. And the minute he picked up his bed and walked, he was healed. That was a step of faith that he had to take. But I want to read to you in Proverbs 26, verse 15. It says, the lazy man buries his hand in the bowl. It wearies him to bring it back to his mouth. Can you imagine this analogy of Solomon saying, a lazy person lowers their hand in the bowl, but it wearies them too much to bring it back to their mouth. It means, you know, laziness can destroy your productivity. Sometimes you might be having something in your hand. And I want you and I today to think, what is it that I'm currently having in my hand that I'm not utilizing? What is it that can turn my circumstances around? Maybe you're waiting for a big breakthrough. You're waiting for something to happen. You're waiting for somebody to help you, like the man, 38 years. At the pool, and maybe the word of God is around you. Maybe you have something that you are underestimating that is already in an arm's length distance from you. I want to say to you, ask the Holy Spirit today to say, open up my eyes to some things that are already in my hand, because your provision is in your hand. Think about the disciples of Jesus. They wanted to send the crowds away. And Jesus asked them, what do you got? Again, they said, we have nothing. But here is a lad with 5 loaves and 2 fish. What they saw as nothing, Jesus saw as the catalyst to the miracle that was needed. And that small ingredient you are having, the time you are having, the little strength you are having, is more than enough for God to do the impossible if you can just trust Him. You know, if you begin to realize that laziness can destroy your productivity and there is results that comes at no effort. And that's what lazy people sometimes like. They want to do anything and maybe just waiting and say, I'm just hoping for something to happen, for results to come my way. But if you begin to stand on the word of God, you know, I wake up every day, ask the Holy Spirit, direct me today in the paths of righteousness. He will lead you. He will guide you. Sometimes you find a person struggling in the midst of opportunities. If you think back, maybe your parents grew up or you grew up in a time where there wasn't much opportunities, and now we live in times of opportunities, and you know, we have so much to blame. Some people blame the government, some people blame the system, some people blame, you know, the business world, some people blame the economy. But God says, what I have given you, the blessing. I want you to think of Abram again. He is abandoned by Lot in the desert. And Abram has got nothing but a desolate surrounding. And God comes to him and God says to Abram, Abram, I want you to look away from the distractions. I want you to look away from this desert. But I want you to look into the future. And God says to him, wherever your eyes can see, I will give that to you. Because sometimes people can struggle in the midst of opportunity. You know, you can be surrounded by so much. You're dying of starvation in the land of plenty. And the minute Abram began to lift his eyes, he began to travel into a direction. And the more he traveled, the more he saw that the day was getting greener, things were getting brighter. He had pasture for his flock. But can you imagine had he sat and remained at the place where Lot left him? If you were abandoned, if somebody walked away from you, don't remain where they left you. Don't remain in your mess. God is calling you out today and says, just look ahead of you. Start walking into the distance. I have a new day for you. Because, you know, if you are lazy or lethargic, like the scripture says, the lazy man buries his hand in the dish, but is too lazy to bring it to his mouth. You know, tiredness will get on you. It will come to you. You know, don't die with provision in your hand. It's so many people dying with provision in their hand, having so much around them. I'm always thinking about maybe you are a young person and you have a family member or family or parents that is ready to sponsor your studies, ready to help you, and you are not taking advantage of what your mom is providing, what your dad is providing, the opportunities that is around you. I want you to pause and think, what is it that is in your reach? What is it that is in your hand that you are not utilizing? I want to read you the scripture in Exodus chapter 4, verse 1. The Bible says, then Moses answered and said, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, the Lord has not appeared to you. So the Lord said to Moses, what is that in your hand? He said, a rod. And God said, cast it on the ground. So he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from it. Then the Lord said to Moses, reach out your hand and take it by the tail. And he reached out his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abram, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared to you. Moses is complaining to God. He says, Lord, you are sending me to these people. I'm a stutterer. I am not capable of delivering the people of Israel. And I want you to pay attention to what God is saying to Moses. God says to Moses, what do you have in your hand? He says, it's just a rod. It's just a dry stick. God says, throw it down. When he threw it down, it turns into a snake. And the Bible says, Moses ran from it. Little did Moses know that the very rod he was carrying was going to become his instrument of deliverance. And it is sometimes the thing that we underestimate the talent that God has given you. Maybe you say, no, I'm just doing needlework. No, I can just cut hair. No, I can just cook. I don't have talents like some people. I don't have a qualification. God is saying you may have a dry rod that just needs the water of the word that will make it bud and blossom again, that will make provision, that will part a Red Sea in front of you. Maybe you are concerned and having so many worries about things that are not going your way. God is saying, I have given you opportunities around you. If you can utilize it, everything will work in your favor. Now, Moses doubted his own voice. He didn't like hearing his voice. Moses felt like, I'm a stutterer. And you know, when you are a preacher, for instance, at the beginning, when you start preaching, you don't want to hear your own voice. You may do a recording. You know, sometimes you see people, maybe they're recording a WhatsApp and the person listens to it over again and they want to sound perfect. And sometimes it doesn't sound as perfect as you would like it, because the difference between your inner ear and your outer ear of how you're hearing yourself from the inside and how you hear yourself on the recording is two different things. And you begin to doubt your voice and you disqualify yourself. But Lord, I'm a stutterer. I can't speak in front of people. Or they ask you to pray in church or say something and you disqualify yourself. you feel, no, I can't speak like so-and-so. I can't talk like them. They are confident. I am not. And God says, yes, I have given you a rod that you are not using. I've given you a talent that you are underestimating. You see it as a rod, but I see a powerful weapon of deliverance. And I want to ask you, what about you do you despise? And God says, whatever you're despising, I can turn it around if you can just trust in me and depend on me. Maybe you feel you're not a public speaker, and maybe you have missed so many opportunities. Maybe you have neglected yourself in so many ways, and you know you had said no to so many opportunities that have come your way. I want to say to you, don't magnify your disabilities. Magnify your abilities. Don't magnify your disabilities. Magnify your abilities. Moses doubted himself because he did not have the voice of a ruler. And God said, what do you have in your hand? You may not have the voice of a ruler. And you yourself may have disqualified you because you do not have what others are having. You comparing yourself with others, that's not your line of success, maybe what they are having. That's not probably your pathway. Be inspired by what they are doing, but you can't copy exactly what they are doing. Find out what is it that God has cut out for me that suits me. It means there is something that you are not utilizing, that if you can lean into God, maybe you are worried about opportunities that a government is not creating and things that are not going your way. God has given you the ability to create your own opportunities around you. Look for what God has given you. And here's the key. The minute you take power, you say, the power is in my hand, and through the help of the Holy Spirit, through the wisdom of God, I'm going to do the impossible. Then you can step out. You can step out from, you know, from worry, from anxiety, from feeling defeated. I was in a community, and one of the reporters asked the young people, he said, so why are you guys using substances, and why are you guys so demoralized? They say, there is no opportunities. The government is doing nothing. And maybe in the area where you are, there is no opportunities and nothing has been done about it. But I want to say to you, you don't have to go and sit down and do nothing or lay and be depressed about it and feeling your life is getting nowhere. There is hope for you. Even if you are in a desolate place, you can step up, take courage, look for the rod that you have. It might be dry. Throw it down into the ground. That means sow it. Let it go. Cast your bread upon the waters. Ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom. Instead of sitting and, you know, feeling sorry for yourself because people took opportunities from you, you have lost such a lot, and maybe business is not doing what it was doing, the way it was doing well before, and you are in a corner, you don't know which way out. Instead of stressing about it and being overwhelmed and anxious, ask the Holy Spirit, say, Lord, open my eyes to opportunities around me that I can utilize. Show me a way out. I'm telling you, when you begin to pray that prayer, God will open doors for you. With the very same rod that Moses thought was a dry stick, when he came to the Red Sea, God said to him, stretch out your rod. He went to Pharaoh, threw it down, it became a snake. And this rod that was in Moses' hand, he carried it all along. Little did he know, it had the power to consume Pharaoh's power and authority. He threw it down in the midst of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh's magicians also threw their rods down, and Moses' rod begins to eat, or his snake begins to eat all the other snakes. Do you know what that means, or what that meant for Pharaoh? One of the symbols of the government of Pharaoh was the Egyptian cobra. The other symbol was the vulture. And here Moses throws down his rod. It becomes a serpent. This tells us it's a deadly or poisonous serpent because Moses ran away from it the first time. So it was poisonous. And God says, pick it up by the tail. You know you don't pick up a snake by the tail. But it consumes Pharaoh's serpents. To Pharaoh, that was equal to one country burning the flag of another to say, we are not scared of you. We will consume your power and we will destroy your reign. So to Pharaoh, it means God is consuming all your power through the leadership of Moses. Moses didn't realize what he had in his hand. This dry stick was enough to bring deliverance to him and to the children of Israel. He got to the Red Sea. God says, stretch out that rod over the Red Sea. And, you know, whenever you look at the plagues that came down, every time God said, stretch out your rod. So what am I saying with the rod of Moses in all these instances? I'm saying Moses carried his deliverance in his hand every day, yet he doubted himself. Moses disqualified himself based on his voice. He didn't have the voice of a ruler. He said, I can't speak like others. I'm stuttering. God says, yes, you might not have the mouth to speak, but you've got the hand to reach. You've got something in your hand that if you can use it. So stop comparing yourself with others and feeling sorry for yourself and feeling like, you know, you don't look like them. You don't have their abilities. God is asking you, what is in your hand that you can use? What is the unique talent and gift that you have that you can utilize and get out of a situation that is discouraging? Instead of looking at why is the government not doing this, God wants to empower your life in such a way that you begin to do great wonders with the blessing of God upon your life. And God has given that to Moses when he came, you know, to the waters of Marah, when he came to the rock. People were thirsty also. And the Bible says, God said to Moses, heat the rock. When Moses hit that rock, the Bible says, water gush forth. And that is the key. It was in Moses' hand all along. His healing, his provision, his deliverance, his power, his ability, his authority. I want you to hear what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10. It says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Whatever it is today that your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Look at the opportunities that are around you, not the ones you have lost. Lift up your eyes from your current situation. Put your eyes on the Lord, the author and the finisher of your faith. And do those things with all your might, meaning do it with all that is within you. If you produce your daily job, there should be a distinct difference between you and your colleagues. The glory of God must glitter all over the work that you are doing, that when somebody looks at it, they can say, this is that person's work. Let them know your work. If you bake a cake and you put it on the table and somebody walks into the room, they must be able to say, so-and-so baked this cake. Meaning your signature is all over the work you are doing. When you do that, you'll see the blessing and the favor of God. But you see, when we look away from what God has given us, we are envious of what others got. We compare ourselves. We play the comparison game. And, you know, we wonder about what if I had this? What if I stayed there? If I stayed in this country, I would have been successful. If it wasn't for this government, I would have done this. If it wasn't for that layoff at that job. It happened. And there's probably nothing you can do about some of the things. But instead of going back and just lay and be feeling sorry for yourself, I'm encouraging you today, you've got much to do, even if you have nothing but oil. You've got enough for God to do a miracle. Now look at Mark 16 verse 18 as we conclude. It says, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Your healing is in your hands. Do not just see your hands as normal tools. See your hands blessed by God. If you are sick and you have nobody to pray for you, lay hands on yourself. Lay hands on your cupboards. Lay hands on your house. Lay hands on your children. Lay hands on your family. And speak the blessing and the favor of God. Let us pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every listener. Father, wherever there might be opportunities that they have missed, wherever things might not be going their way, I pray God's blessing and uncommon favor. Open their eyes to opportunities that exist around them. In Jesus' name, amen.
657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.